Could a green energy loan in a few US states have global implications? Well, in a special report, Matt Cox has been investigating so-called PACE loans and the worrying whispers that are surrounding them. In part one, Matt finds out about the effect these loans have had on a few counties in California and why it should matter to other US states as well, and even us Brits.
The essence of the American dream is owning your own home, being able to have that peace that represents your single biggest investment. One of the triggers of the financial crisis and now the economic crisis that we've suffered is because in some cases you had a lack of regulation that allowed all sorts of complex financial instruments to take advantage of homeowners. We have seen a collapse in the housing market, a precipitous drop in values, and that led to a lot of the problems in the financial markets.
A fresh-faced President Barack Obama, speaking on the subprime crisis and the subsequent financial crash. But that was nearly a decade ago. Businesses, banks, investors, we have all learnt our lesson, we have all moved on, and we won't let it happen again. Will we? There's whispers spreading across the US, stories of mis-selling and dire consequences for homeowners, financial difficulties, foreclosures, and maybe something bigger. Let's turn back the clocks, travelling to around 2011. We're in California. The sun is shining. A homeowner might want to make the most of this glorious sunshine, might want to improve their living conditions. Enter PACE loans. PACE, or Property Assessed Clean Energy Loans, are meant to encourage residents to get greener, as Eileen Oldroyd, a broker and owner of Oldroyd Realty, explains.
On the surface, it seems that it's a great idea. Anything that has to do with energy efficiency and being green, it seems like all of us are raising our hand and saying, yep, we all want to jump on board and participate. The way that it was originally intended was for cities and counties to administer the administration of a PACE loan. And it was just the opportunity for these cities to have homeowners improve their property in an affordable way.
Allowing people to improve their homes while helping the environment sounds good. It certainly did to Riverside County in California. Gene Wunderlich, Vice President of Government Affairs for the Southwest Riverside County Association of Realtors, described the area as ground zero for PACE, being one of the first places to adopt these loans under the HERO program.
When the state legislature expanded the PACE program in 2011, a quasi-governmental agency within Riverside County, where we are, for some reason took it upon themselves to expand this program. And they started an independent group called Renovate America, which came up with the model to finance these programs through private investment. And the reason they were able to do that, of course, is because the way PACE programs are structured in California is the lien takes super priority position. So that lien gets paid off in the event of a default or something. That lien gets paid off even before the holder of the first mortgage on a property. So there's really no downside. There's no liability, no exposure for the investors. And so investors were quick to jump on, particularly since there's a startup fee and they're getting anywhere from 8 to 11% interest return on their money. For that reason, the HERO program here in Riverside County took off to a quick start, really before anybody was aware of what was happening.
The program appealed to homeowners, loan companies, and investors for much of the same reason. It was safe, as it was secured by the government. But as with many things that sound too good to be true, cracks in PACE's shining veneer started to show.
The program had no impact when it first started. The issue came when we started paying attention to it was about 2 years ago, which was roughly 4 years after the program began operating, because that's when people who had borrowed money through PACE started getting in a position to sell their homes and try to move. And when that took place, that's when the problems started coming up.
As Paul Herrera, Government Affairs and Communications Director at the Inland Valleys Association of Realtors, says, there was a delay before the issues boiled to the surface, and as Eileen Oldroyd found, the way these loans were sold was quickly becoming problematic.
Their front line of salespeople is essentially the contractors themselves. And so the contractors essentially can choose what kind of upgrades this home needs. The homeowner may or may not know what's best for them. And the contractor will say, hey, I've got this great government program. You can get new windows, you can get new roof, you can get paint your house painted, you can get new air conditioning system. And the homeowners are like, oh, the government program, that sounds good. And they're signing on the bottom line.
But Jean Wunderlich says that it gets worse, that in some cases, it's not just confusion and misunderstanding, that some borrowers are being deliberately misled in the name of profit.
You know, you can go out and buy an air conditioning system, for example, and it might cost you $8,000 or $10,000. If you get it through a PACE program and you don't shop and you don't know what you should be paying, these systems are costing people $20,000-$25,000 in addition to not disclosing, you know, what the financial ramifications are. People are being oversold, and we hear horror stories about, you know, elderly folks who seem to be targeted with this kind of stuff getting a solar paint applied to their home for $25,000. It provides no real return that you can point to. It doesn't reduce your energy bills. It doesn't do anything, but you've just put a $25,000 paint job on a small home and so forth.
And horror stories there certainly have been. Lacey Robertson is a real estate sales professional in California, and she recalls what happened to one client of hers.
She was approached in December 2015. She got solar panels. At the time, she wasn't working, so they approached her saying it was a government program, that she would get a refund, and she wanted to save money on her utility bill that ran somewhere around $250 to $300 a month. So she got it. She got her tax bill. Her tax bill went from a little over $4,000 a year to over $10,000 a year. We're talking about a 74-year-old woman who could not afford that type of loan. So fast forwarding, just recently, we couldn't refinance her because she doesn't have the income. If she would have went anywhere else where she had to prove her ability to repay, she would have been denied.
Bad news for the residents of states like California and counties like Riverside, which have been hurt by the PACE program. But why does it matter to the wider world?
It's just this. It's really frustrating because we as the real estate community consider this the next subprime wave.
Like the butterfly effect, when a flap of the wings causes a hurricane across the sea, could the ripples starting in California have severe consequences for the rest of the world? I'll be finding out more in part two.
That was The Problem with PACE, a special report by Matt Cox. We'll hear more in part two tomorrow afternoon.